Igmar Daf Yutes Amud Aleph is discussing the machlokes in the Mishnah between Rav Elazar and Rav Akiva that you only chayav al helem sheretz and al helem mikdash. And the question is, what exactly is the nafkamina between Rav Elazar and Rav Akiva? And the Gemara says on Yutes Amud Aleph on the top, that there's really no nafkamina ledina between them. It's just a shayla how to darshan in the pasuk. The chenam Rav Sheshes mashmas darshan ikibenai. Rav Sheshes also holds like this. Rav Sheshes machlef to Rav Elazar. Rav Akiva to Rav Akiva to Rav Elazar. Rav Sheshes used to be machlef. He would switch the names of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Elazar. What does it mean? So Rashi explains, "Kesher Hashoyim Mishnasa Panim Machav Divei Zel Zev Divei Zel Zev Beloya Makbid Lifashem Beneim Chiyuv Uptur." So Zakashi, the Mishnas wouldn't be Makbid to get the names mixed up because there is no nafkamina between them, and therefore it's not a problem. Therefore, it would be okay. And the Chaim asked an interesting kasha on this Gemara that Sheshes was Machav to Shemus. And the Mitzbeisen in the back asks his kasha. He says that Hikshaloi Chacham Echad, Chacham Echad asked him that the Magen Avraham and Simukuf Rav writes that if a person is Machlif different Blazer Lir Bishua, he's Ivan Olav. Mamash says on such a thing to switch the names between two Tanaim, you're Ivan Olav. So how could we say over there Rav Sheshes was Machlif Lachar? There's an Isser over here. And the Mitzbeisen answers, he says that this Isser the Magen Avraham brings is coming from the Sifri and Parsha Shaiftim and Pasuk of La Sasik Vul Reacha. And it says over there that a person is machlif divrei Rav Elazar b'shuva, Rav Shila, Rav Elazar, and Shomer al tameh tara is ayvan the slav. So he says, why does the Sifri add these words, Shomer al tara tameh tameh tar? So he says he thinks it's by finding this that it's only a problem if you're machlif their names when there's an afkamin al halacha, when there's a machlekes in din tameh tar or something like that. But when there's no machlekes in din, just mashmas darshan ba'alma, then it's not a problem, and that's Gufu Rashi saying there's no machlekes in din, it's only mashmas darshan, then there's takano iser to be machlef shemus. And he's mechamen to the re'im, the re'im in his beer on the medrash akuchtaiv says the exact same thing, that's a pshat in the sefri, is a pshat with the girsa, is the zesei tamay taranan, he says that is the proper girsa, because it's bavarning, that's only a problem if it's an afkamin al halacha. If it's not an afkamin al halacha, it would not be a problem at all. And Rav Chanan really speaks this out in the beginning of his Kevitz Aris, he has a shtickle over there called Yedius Nechbadus, where he goes through a different rishonim that people think are Purushim that belong to one Rishon, really it's a different Rishon, sometimes the Rashba is really the Ritva Bechuli, and he says how it's important to know the names of each person who actually wrote it, and then he brings the Sifri, but he says that's only if there's enough Gemina La'alacha. If there's not enough Gemina La'alacha, it's not a problem, like we find in the Gemara in Shavuos, Rav Sheshes Machlef, if Mamish brings this same exact Raya. And but the Etzem Zach is still Tzarech Bir, even though they're being Mazah, why Rav Sheshes was able to do it, why it was mut for him to do it, but why Lamaisa did he do this? Why was Rav Sheshes Machlef? Why do that? Why not say the right name, even if it's mutter, but why Taka not say the right name? What would be the reason that he was Machlef, Divrei Zel Zev, Divrei Zel Zev? And I was thinking maybe the Pshat could be that this is based on the Gemara in a couple of places, and Mashon Brachas, Staff and Ches. The Gemara says Rav Sheshes was a Summa, he was a Saginar, he was blind. And if he was blind, then all his learning was only based on memory. He had to memorize his learning. So being that it was all based on memory, that Efshar was makbid to memorize only what was absolutely necessary to remember. He had to remember every name, this town and that town, and he didn't want to get them mixed up. But that's only when there's an afkamin al halacha. When there wasn't an afkamin al halacha, then there's no need to waste his memory on that. You use it for something else. So whenever it was not an afkamin al halacha, just an ashram as darshim, he felt, I don't have to put the same kaychas into it. Let me use my memory for something else. And mela, there are things that he forgot. He was machlef the shemus. So it wasn't something that he did on purpose, dafka, but because he was a suma, and this is not something which is a problem, based on that pshat in the Sifri, therefore he had the luxury of not memorizing the names, because anyways there's no nafkamina between them, it's only a mashmas darshan.